latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. And Man United, Arsenal and the FA have all declined to comment on reports that Alexis Sanchez missed a drugs test as he completed his move to Old Trafford on January 22nd. It is claimed that anti-doping authorities were not informed of his whereabouts on the day he finalised his transfer from Arsenal to Man U, which may have led to confusion over why he allegedly was not present for a test. There is no suggestion of wrongdoing by Sanchez or the clubs at the moment. Meanwhile, Manchester United decided to let Axel Tuanzebe join Aston Villa on loan due to Eric Bailly's encouraging recovery from an ankle injury. Bailly suffered an ankle problem on international duty and was forced to undergo surgery last month that manager Jose Mourinho claimed to keep him sidelined for up to 3 months. However, it is understood that Bailly is making good progress and could return in February. The 23-year-old was filmed jogging on a treadmill underwater by teammate Ander Herrera early this month before Antonio Valencia uploaded clips of the Ivory Coast international running and dancing at United's Carrington training complex on a Thursday. And finally, Real Madrid midfielder Toni Kroos has emerged as a summer transfer target for Manchester City and Manchester United. Both teams are said to be in the market for a central midfielder to bolster their squads and appear to be chasing the same player. United boss Jose Mourinho has strengthened his front line this month with the addition of Alexis Sanchez, while opposite number Pep Guardiola has deliberately delayed his move for reinforcements until the end of the campaign. It is understood, though, that Kroos is the man wanted by Mourinho and Guardiola, and the World Cup winner is open to a move after growing frustrated at the Bernabeu. Shakhtar Donetsk ace Fred is another player to have been linked with the Manchester rivals, though it may take £45 million to price him away from the Ukrainian club.